Roger. There have been several submissions I've done, but I suppose I sent you one of the longer ones over. Is that right?
Roger, it was about 10 pages. And we were thinking of maybe making a little booklet out of that to for the time being. Over.
Roger. Now, I know what you mean now. Yes. Yeah, I think that might be good if we had something like that, just, you know, for general circulation. Over.
Roger,
I think that's a very good idea. I agree with that. And if there are any other, like, separate sections, now, I even think that the whole first part of the book, you know, the first part, that part might be also possibly used as a separate discussion. Do you copy? Well, the consensus here is that it would be good to do it both ways as a separate publication and also as part of the book, so that it might be okay to try to do that. But of course, in any case, whenever you're about to do something like that, send us Xerox copies of the, you know, the proofs you copy.
Roger, that will be easy. The first part is all typeset. So I can send you proofs immediately for that part. Do you copy?
Roger, that would be very good. I'd like to see them, and I am quite anxious that something like that gets out. And any time, of course, that you have, if you can start moving on that, because we are trying to get that whole discussion out. And as I say, we're working on more, and the second part will probably be at least twice as long as it is now. Over.
Yeah, Roger, I would think so. By the way,
I hadn't seen that at all. I hadn't seen that. Is that some kind of publication that you're putting out or we're putting out? I'm not really sure. Over.
He
would like to get some pictures. I'll send you the address, and you can forward it to him, and I'll also send you a kind of, you know, a little letter to go along with. Oh, you copy?
Roger, that will be fine.
Very good. And we'll also probably be sending back a, let's see, you know the last booklet that you did, the green one, over? You know the little green booklet that you guys put out recently?
Roger.
Okay, well, I did send back an idea for an addition to it, you know, a kind of background discussion. Do you copy?
Roger, yes, we agreed with that, and we are proceeding as you suggested. Over.
Roger, but, you know, there were others who also felt that there should have been more explanation on some of the photographs as to who the people, you know, were in the photographs, that kind of thing. And if you hold off perhaps a little more, we can get that to you also. Do you copy? Well, Roger, but I do understand that would take a complete resetting of the booklet, whereas this would just be an addition that you could slip in. So I think you'd go ahead and maybe have the original suggestion of an addition that you could put on a sheet, you know, and slip it in, and then that would be okay for the time being. You copy?
Roger. I think that's a good idea. It solves the problem very simply, and
yeah, Roger, because I know how much you have to do, and to redo that all would not be, I think we'll just do it the way we had it, and that should be good. I think that is a very nice job, and it would be very helpful to a lot of our friends to see just exactly what's going on here. Over.
Roger, we've had some good feedback.
People appear to like it very much. I was a total negative copy on your last traffic.
Yeah, I was just saying that it seems to be getting across a little bit of the beauty and happiness that seems to be the way of life in Jonestown, and we're glad that it can have some effect.
Well, I'll tell you, even so, I just want to say that even the pictures don't capture the whole thing. In fact, I was talking today to someone who just arrived recently, and he was saying that even the pictures that they were seeing back there was just, you know, a picture is great, but the spirit, the way, you know, the enjoyment, the freedom, the just everything, you know, you can't get that dimension at all. It's helpful. Over.
Roger.
They just were amazing when he took up these
two whole
cans
of brand new slides, and everybody enjoyed them very, very much.
Roger. These are color slides for 35
millimeter,
over.
Roger.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I was thinking, and you could tell Lewis this too, do you copy?
Negative.
You could also tell Lewis this, do you copy?
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, the slides, do you copy?
Roger.
I was thinking that it would be nice to have a set of them, or plus others, down here in the Capitol to show at various times we have exhibits, do you copy?
Did you say you wanted that duplicated then?
Roger, if they could duplicate them nicely and keep the color quality high, I think a set of slides maybe going and showing the development over the past years, how it's developed and what it looks like today, this would be of enormous interest. You copy?
Roger. Okay, fine. We can send you a set.
That'd be terrific. I'm going to check to see if they've got a carousel projector that they can show them on. I'll get back to you guys on that. If not, someone can send it down. You copy?
Roger. That is rather important.
Roger, because we're going to have a beautiful exhibit this week, but we're going to have another one in Christmas time. It's going to be very important, and I think that we'll shoot for that for a really nice show. Over.
Roger.
Okay, another thing, you know that information you got from me about where I was working over? Yes, I got it, but I had forgotten to ask for another question. You copy?
Roger, what is it?
They want me to send all of this stuff, my application. You copy?
Negative, what was that?
They want me to send my application to the county, Do you copy?
Roger.
And I'll be down there. I don't know what the address is.
You want me to, why don't you send it to me and let me forward it? Over.
I can do that. Yeah, I'll send it to you. That's the best thing. And you just forward it on. That will be fine. Okay. Copy?
Roger, Roger. Okay, I'll be looking forward to getting it, Jim.
All right. Let's see. I wanted to say, too, that I sort of have a little young man about 6 years old who I kind of taken a liking to. Maybe you knew him, over.
What is his name?
Lonnie. Remember him?
Roger, yes, very well, very well. How is he?
He's doing very well. His mom and his brother and little sister here and his grandmother. And he's very, very happy, over.
Roger, Roger. Ask Lonnie the next time they're taking pictures to get in front of the camera so we can see him, over.
Very good idea, very good idea. We'll do that. You know, he used to be, have calls a lot and he was ill and so forth back there. Do you copy?
Roger.
Well, that's all changed now. The climate and the good air and food, he's just very, very healthy now. He's overcome all that. Do you copy?
Roger, Roger. Does he still like to dance?
You bet. In fact, he danced tonight. They had this little musical and talent show. Do you copy?
Roger.
Well, the band was playing and very spontaneous. About, I'd say 15 or 20 of the younger kids got up on stage and started dancing. You copy?
Roger, Roger.
Well, it was really incredible. In fact, we were all just cracking up. They kind of imitate the older people, right?
Yeah, Roger, Roger.
Well, Lonnie likes to think he's a great rock guitar player, right? Over.
I remember he was from Dancer.
Over here, one of the people in the room was saying that they never laughed so hard. It was really something else. It cracked me up. They swallowed too much. They just uninhibited and they just spontaneous and full of a lot of beautiful expressions. Just beautiful kids, over.
Roger, I agree with that 100%.
Lost you there for a minute, over.
I said, Roger, I remember how beautiful they are. I miss them a lot. So, Lonnie, I said hi.
Well, that's something that you can think about and with a lot of good anticipation because to see these kids is just the most encouraging thing in the world to see what they've got ahead of them, over.
Roger, you know, it shows in the pictures. There are so many radio spaces and just absolutely carefree and happy smiles that it's enough to just blow your mind. I mean, even knowing all the city before, they all look so different. Genuinely happy that you couldn't help but notice. You copy?
Roger, Roger, very true, very true. I'll tell you this, you know, the experience of space was all closed in before. You understand, over?
Roger, Roger, I can imagine.
Yeah, the kids run around here like they're really, you know, just out in the world. It's just an enormous feeling of freedom, you know, just to be surrounded by nature, to be in an atmosphere environment where it's all just open. You copy? Today, a lot of the young ones went out for a hike in toward the beach area, you know, and they were just, the person who took them out was telling me how just wonderful they were, how they didn't give anybody any trouble. They're just too much. Over. I know you'd be busy, of course, and I know that your work is very important, and that's good. No problem. We're working on here on additions because we feel that that this is going to be a very important story to tell. So I'll let you go, and good talking to you, and give regards to everybody there. Okay, he's saying over now.
WB6CVI, WB6
to 94 Boyd Earth 3.
Yeah, WB6 to
94 Boyd Earth
3.
Who am I talking to? Okay.
This is Tom.
This is Mildred, Marty, and of course Al.
Hi, this is Tom, Kevin.
That is copy?
Who's your Nick?
Well, who's there?
Just me right now. Everybody else is leaving.
Just you right now, over?